Did you ever have a teacher that left a lasting impression? Maybe they fostered a love of reading in you, or maybe inspired a passion for mathematics. Well, I want you to step inside the classroom to meet Pauline Brewer, who would have inspired people over the years. She started teaching over 60 years ago when there were no computers, no whiteboards, and no breaks. Pauline is going to retire next week after 46 years at Castletown Primary School in Esperance. Pauline, you were 18 when you took charge of your first class. What was that like?
Yes, very interesting. Well, I was just 18. It's quite an extraordinary age to go out teaching, but at that period of time, it was a two-year course, and subsequently we've all been able to catch up and have the 3- and 4-year course, which is required, of course, for teachers. But because I was in the system where they jumped classes, I jumped a class. So I jumped year four, actually. And so, therefore, I was only 18, which was extraordinarily young. And so I left the big city and came to Boulder Infants, and that was quite a shock. But the teachers were fantastic, wonderful mentors. They used to present all my lessons every day for me and say, "Here you are, darling, you'll be right." And so I was right. I was very much looked after. So it was a great year and I enjoyed it immensely.
So from that day, remembering your first day when you stepped into the classroom to what a modern day classroom is like today, how have things changed?
Oh, they've changed dramatically, yes. Let's say there's been very deep and wide changes in education that have also mirrored the society from the time we first began, that very long time ago. The educational changes always mirror the society anyway. But this was a stand and deliver. Those days were a stand and deliver teaching, and the curriculum was relatively simple and not complex as it is today. We have a complex society. The curriculum's very much more complex, and just what we have to get through in a day is just incredible considering what we did in those early days.
And what about the children and the parents?
Children
How have they changed?
Different, yes. It was easier in many ways then because children had respect for the teachers. The parents had respect for teachers. And you did as you were told. It was the era where everybody respected the elders, and children were not to be heard and seen, as it were. So it wasn't so difficult with discipline, put it that way. Today we have multiple issues, multiple problems, and certainly discipline is one very, I wouldn't say a problem because we treat it differently, but it's certainly a big area that we didn't used to have to spend so much time on.
So, Pauline, when you think back, would you say you prefer teaching in the days when you first started, or you prefer the days teaching later in your career?
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. Teaching's teaching. It's all about children. So my children of yesteryear were just as beautiful as they are today, and they were just as creative and responsive and wonderful children as they are today. It's just the joy and privilege of being able to teach. It didn't matter then. I mean, you dealt with the daily whatever you had to. But certainly children are children, and that's what I'm in the business of teaching. That's what I went in for. And they are just a joy and inspiration daily, all our children, whether it's yesteryear or today. And whether they're naughty children or good children, we love them all, and they all have their little specialities that we all love. So as teachers, I think you find good teachers always have that wonderful passion for teaching because of the children.
Well, you've been in the system and teaching for over 60 years now. Does anything surprise you today? Do any of the kids come up and surprise you in a way, or have you seen it all really over those years, Pauline?
I don't think I'm surprised. Children are children. They develop at different levels. I think I probably know them backwards, what's going to happen, what they're thinking. I've had a lot of experience, so no, I can't say that this surprises, no.
And you actually took a little break
I did.
In the middle of your career. Tell us about that.
Oh, I had a break for my children because in those days, well, I had to retire when I married, was married, that when you married, you had to retire. We lived in an era where I think we only received 80% of the male salary and you had no entitlements once you married. That was a no-no because you weren't allowed to mess up the children's school year, which is fair enough, but there was no consideration for the teacher. That was it. So I had that, I think it was almost 8 years to have my children. So I was probably very lucky because women of today very often don't have anywhere near that time or the luxury to have their children and have a few years with them in their early developmental years.
Mm. On ABC Radio Perth, you're catching up with Pauline Brewer. And Pauline has been teaching for over 60 years. She spent 46 of those years at the Castletown Primary School, which is based in Esperance, 31 years as the principal at that school. How has the town changed over those years around Esperance, Pauline?
Oh, it has changed dramatically. When I first came to Esperance, there was about roughly 1,000 people. And as you saw in the paper, probably, the cows would wander down the main street in the morning and wander back at night. We had the train from Kalgoorlie to Esperance. It actually ran down the main street and into the museum, which is the current museum, which was the railway station then. There was no such thing as health and safety. You just got out of the way of the train then. So it was very, very different. It was a small town, but it awakened, of course, with trace elements, the discovery of trace elements, the American development, and then the rush from the eastern states of farmers. We had wonderful, wonderful people in those days. These were the pioneering farmers. They came with all their very strong values. They came with their dynamicness and their passion, and they brought that into the school. We didn't have any school boards, but you would have 30 or 40 people to a PNC meeting, and they all had their say, and they all wanted their school to be the best. So it was very, very exciting. So I lived in a very exciting community where we had the development of agriculture, and that was a very exciting time. And it's still exciting, of course, but to be basically in a pioneering spirit was just something very, very special.
What does it feel like all these years later to be retiring? Are you ready for it?
Well, I'm not sure, because I always said, if I always wake up with a spring in my footsteps or wanting to go to work and feeling exhilarated about all the things I have to do. And I always said, when I feel tired and want to not get up and just stay in bed, it must be time. But I haven't reached that time yet, so it's a bit of a worry. But there will be plenty to do, and I have plenty to do.
Yes, and can you give us an idea of what your plans are?
Oh, well, no, not really. I have a sick husband, so I will be looking after him. I have a marvellous garden, wonderful. I'll be a gardener, I'll be a housewife, I'll be a person that has lots of interests like music, and I'm sure a lot of community interests. There are many things I can do. I'm not sure where to start, really. So I'll step back and think about what I can do for me now.
You've got your last day, which is next Friday at the school. Is there a party planned? Do you know?
Well, I'm not sure. I think it's going to be there is a big assembly, a formal assembly, and I know I'll be having a farewell from my children and community, so that will be very, very exciting. And I'm not sure who my visitors will be. I'm not allowed to know. It's a surprise. So we're not sure who's coming. Or what's quite happening. I'm not sure. Everyone else is.
Oh, well, they're keeping it a secret from you, by the sounds.
They're keeping it a secret, and I know it will be just spectacular, I know. And then later there's going to be basically like a continuation, a bit of a happy hour, I think, from 4:30 onwards. So I'm going to meet lots and lots of old acquaintances, lots of my friends and professional peers there. So it's very exciting to have such an acknowledgement, and I'll be looking forward to that.